Okay, so I have also made a questionnaire. We're going a bit questionnaire crazy today, probably because
There's
last
nothing
night
else to
was
do.
St. Patty's Day and we didn't really go to bed till 3:30 in the morning. So, I'm a bit tired. Not much to do right now. Anyways, I also made another questionnaire, of which I will also post the questions, but I am going to ask Geek the questions so that he can answer them. And he doesn't know what any of them are. And they're classic me type questions, so a bit more philosophical. So we'll see how this goes. But you give really fast answers to everything anyway, so it'll probably be nice and quick. Okay, question one: what is the best part about living where you live, and what is your least favorite part? And you obviously don't have to say the specific
I'm
location.
looking back. I think this place is bad because in this place, in this city, on this road, this. No, I'm not. I obviously moved from the UK to here, and the stuff I like the most is, I don't know, everybody has an accent, so it's more entertaining for me. Just like listening to people. The accents in the UK aren't, like, some of them are annoying. I find them quite irritating. Like, if I listen to accents in the UK now, I can't deal
But
with
you
it.
can't say that that's the favorite thing, like your most favorite thing about
No,
the city we live
I'm
in.
getting there. I'm getting there.
Okay.
But like, it all like encompasses
Okay.
as part of it. I do like being on like a river nearish a decent amount of water, I guess, but. This area here, I like it in the summer because there's lots of little parks to go to, there's walks you can do, there's places you can get to easily to go like for like a couple of hours hiking, there's I don't know, it's close to some places that I probably never would have gone to before. Like in the summer it's great, in the winter it's awful.
So, what's your least favorite part?
The least favorite part is there's nothing to do in winter apart from sit inside and go a little bit stir crazy, I guess, because there's not that many events on.
Yeah. And it's cold.
It's cold, so you can't go outside really.
Alrighty. What's the biggest obstacle you have had to tackle so far in your life?
My biggest obstacle? I don't know. I'm, as you know, pretty chill. Obstacles don't really faze me. So, I guess when I first moved here, I didn't have friends. So, it was tough, like, living on a day-to-day basis with having, like, only contact with people back in the UK, which is 5 hours ahead. So, when they were in bed,
Four right now.
well, yeah, with the time change. But mainly just having no one to talk to when I first moved here was pretty tough. So then I found a way to make friends. So the biggest obstacle was really was just not going home when things were getting rough or felt rough and just like powering through. I don't really have big obstacles. I
I feel
maneuver
like that
around
counts
them.
as an obstacle.
Okay.
Okay. Someone hands you a box. Inside it is a fully trained pet. What animal do you want it to be, and what would you name it?
Does it have to be a real animal?
It has to be a real animal, but it doesn't have to be an animal that is typically a pet.
Oh. Fully trained real animal. Definitely something like a wolf. Like, just because it would be so cool to have your own little wolf, like Game of Thrones style.
When I wrote this, I was thinking of a fox, so
Oh,
similar,
yeah.
similar. I was thinking of the fennec foxes with the
Yeah.
massive ears, but I know with you, a wolf would be kind of cooler.
It would be cool. Well, like some
They're
kind of.
big, though.
Yeah, I know. Or some kind of like jungle cat, like a panther. It would be really cool.
Would you name it?
Wolf. It'd have to be something like epic. Like,
Like straight out of like some Viking
I don't
lore or
know.
something.
No, or something like typical, like silver mane or something like that, depending on their color. You know, something like really, really like, oh, well, that's an obvious wolf name, but it's epic. But, like, sure, I could call him Thor or something. That would be cool, too.
Because... Well, I didn't necessarily mean like that.
But something like some kind of epic name, it would entirely depend on what they look like. Because then you'd be like, oh, you look like a... Like, you couldn't call, like, a black fox, like, Silvermane or something like that. A black wolf, even. My brain's not working today. But, yeah, something epic along them lines, and then it would probably definitely be a wolf, just because... If it was
wolf
in a
cubs
box,
are so cute.
Yeah, that was going to be the cutest thing in the world until it got big.
All right. Do you find it easy to open up to people? And what aspect of yourself is the hardest to share?
Yes. As you know, when I first met you, I open up, like, super easy. And everything just floods out. Because... I don't care if people know everything about me, because I don't care. To an extent.
I feel like I am way more of an oversharer than you are, but you definitely...
For a guy, I think I'm more open.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But, and then there's things, I don't know really, what was the second part again, sorry?
What aspect of yourself is the hardest to share?
Probably, like, so I open up to, like, new people really easily, but as soon as it gets deeper, like, deeper into feelings, into stuff like that, like, I can say to you, like, today I'm happy, or today I'm sad. That's, like, really the basic stuff. But, like,
I'm glad you have mastered those linguistic skills.
Thanks. But basically, anything, like, when I have to ponder on something for a while, I don't open up about it easily, because I want to think about it myself first and see where my feelings actually lie with it. So something could, like, sit with me for a month before I said anything, simply because I want to figure it, like, I'd like to try and figure things out myself first. Be a bit, like, I don't want to rely on people for emotional support, so... I'll, like, sit on something for a while and then eventually open up to it. So I guess that's the hardest bit, is, like, just things I have to think on a lot before I open up. I don't really know anything else to say.
Next question?
Sure.
Okay. What type of intelligence do you value most in yourself, and which do you value most in others?
I value my sarcasm quite a lot, because I feel like it makes me more entertaining. Is that a type of intelligence?
Well, like, I guess personality could be intelligence, like how you interact with other people, like interpersonal or social intelligence.
Okay.
You're also super good at spatial type intelligence.
Yeah, I guess I'm good at, like...
That is my major fault.
Building stuff. Like, I can visualize putting things together. If that's classed as an intelligence, then I do like that.
There's, like, 8 different types of intelligence, and I don't remember all of them, to be perfectly honest.
I think she's going to look them up now.
I am. Okay, so musical, rhythmic.
I'm pretty bad.
Visual spatial, you're good at.
Yeah.
Verbal linguistic.
Not the best.
Logical mathematical.
Logical I'm pretty good at.
Yeah, I think you're pretty good at math too, though.
Okay.
Like, you're better at math than I am, I think. Bodily kinesthetic.
I can... yeah, I'm not the best.
Interpersonal. Just, like, dealing with other people.
Oh, yeah.
And then intrapersonal, which is, like, being able to analyze yourself. And then naturalistic.
Speaking with trees.
I'm kind of drawing a blank on what that means. Understanding living things and nature. Okay.
Like you said, speaking with trees. I was so right.
And existential is the other one. There's 9 types. So existential.
One with the universe.
Well, tackling the questions of why we live and why we die.
Oh, that's a pretty good guess then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's go through that list.
Okay, so this is going to end up being a long questionnaire now. This question's going to, like, slow us down.
I would go for the interpersonal intelligence.
Is what you think you most value in yourself?
Yeah, because I like people. Like, I like talking to people. So that's, I think, my most valued.
And what about in others?
In others? I'm going to say the same. Like, because if you can't interact with someone, what's the point? They may be really good logically, but I'm really good at math, but if you can't speak to them, then you're never going to speak to them, so you don't value it in them. So I feel like that's interpersonal one is the key for everybody.
No, obviously, if someone isn't very smart interpersonally, it doesn't mean that they can't.
No, I know.
It just means, like, maybe they aren't, like, the most empathetic or, you know, they don't pick up on social cues as well. But it doesn't have to be, like, full-blown, like, socially awkward or... But, yeah, that is still a useful one for meeting people.
I feel like that's... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. It's your birthday, which Yay. It isn't, but what meal do you want me to cook for you, and what dessert would you want?
Oh, the choices. What meal would I really, really, really want? Probably like a really good steak. I know this is very typical.
Steak and potatoes.
Well, not steak and potatoes, but steak and like... A really nicely seasoned marinated steak cooked on a barbecue, so it's like slightly charred but done perfectly. You should be making notes, by the way. and just some fries on the side and maybe even a salad, because the steak tastes so good. And
dessert?
And dessert. Dessert. Something with Dulce de leche? How would you say it again?
Dulce de leche, yeah.
Yeah, that stuff cool.
That's how I say it in my accent.
That caramelly flavored stuff. But with chocolate too. Which is what you made for me for my birthday. So.
Yeah. the good cake... job, me.
Yeah, good job, girlfriend.
What is your first memory? I know you have like.
I have really an awful memory. Intense
childhood amnesia. So I feel like your first memory is going to be from like, oh, my first memory, you know, when I was 16 years old.
I actually have memories from my 5th birthday. I think it was my 5th. Depends on what year Lion King came out. Because I remember going to see Lion King.
Okay.
And there being, I think at some point, I don't know whether it was when Simba's dad dies... Or at some point, I think it's then, I remember this girl crying.
Babe, Lion King came out in 1994. That's your first memory?
Well, maybe not. I just didn't know when that came out. That's part of my memories. So yeah, that's definitely not my first one. But then this one comes behind it. Because I don't remember what order these memories are in. They're not because there's so few of them.
Goldfish brain is difficult, I know.
Goldfish brain is difficult?
Yeah.
Thanks. But I do remember playing out when I lived in Wales. I remember playing outside on the street. Not on the streets.
The mean like, streets the mean of Wales.
The mean streets of Wales. But like, it was like a cul-de-sac, so it was safe to play on. It was quiet roads anyway. It was like residential roads and quiet. Because it was not a densely populated area that I lived in. So, And like going for walks to the beach and stuff with my mum, things like that. Going to school. So I guess like playing with friends in school. And I actually remember sitting next to one of my friends on a wall in school. And we were sat talking next to each other and there's a drop behind us. And she actually fell off the wall, fell backwards, and cracked her head open.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, like obviously an ambulance turned up and everything, but she full on, like, split her head and cracked her skull.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a lot more traumatic than I thought you were going
to
say.
But also at the same, like, kind of age range, I remember going out and, like, sneaking out of, like, the school grounds into a field, like, to go and play in, like, the heather bushes.
My first memory, I was probably, like, 2.5 or 3. So I wasn't doing much, like...
Yeah, those memories sound boring. That's why I don't keep hold of them.
I don't choose.
I'm onto solids now.
No. Okay. If you could be gifted in one relatively specific subject, what would it be? So, like, you can't say art, but you could say, like, sculpting or stuff like that.
I would actually really like to be able to be good at, like, carpentry. Oh. Like, woodwork. I would spend so much money on furniture for the house that was, like, handmade carved, like, woodwork and, like, furniture and decoration and stuff like that. Like, I like the natural feel to furniture. So if I could make it myself, like, design it to my own specifications and build things, that would be awesome. So carpentry is definitely, like, would be, if I could choose anything, I would like carpentry. And also, they paid a shit ton, so.
Have you ever been somewhere that took your breath away? And if so, where was it?
I was going to be really sassy and say, like, underwater.
Being underwater doesn't take your breath away.
Well, you know, you lose it. Okay. Always so, so serious. I don't think I have been. I've been to quite a few places. I don't think I've ever been anywhere that took my breath away, but I've been to places that have been like, wow, this is an absolutely beautiful place.
Well, you know, I mean, like, the expression, take your breath away.
Yeah, but okay. I know the expression. Like, I'm not going to be like, go somewhere and be like, can't breathe, it's so pretty. I know the expression, but I don't think I've been anywhere that insane. I've been to, like, I think it's because there's so much media around now that... You can see something, and it has
to be... You just don't have enough naturalistic intelligence to appreciate and become one.
With everything?
With nature.
With nature, okay. But, like, I feel like there's something... Like, you see pictures of really pretty stuff on TV, or, like, when you're scrolling through, looking at pictures that have been taken by people, and you're like, oh, my God, that place would be so nice to go to. But then... Like, you can see similar stuff, like a beautiful sunset you can see anywhere, right? For kind of thing. What is that? Face. She's pulling a weird face, and I don't know why.
Sorry. Facebook just, like, did some new weird update that has weird extra pop-up-y things.
Oh, the tab pop-ups?
Yeah.
You can turn them off. They are a pain in the butt. In the menu.
I'll do it later.
just a slight diversion there. But, like, I feel like natural beauties, like, I'm trying to think of somewhere. Like, when I went to Mexico, there was a natural sinkhole that was super, super, super deep. And it was, I think it was something like 200 meters deep. And then we walked down to this natural sinkhole with, like, a little black fish in there. And there's people diving from, like, high platforms into this massively, like, super fresh water sinkhole. And just, like, it just appeared out of nowhere. And it was super beautiful, like, the reflections of the light and everything. That was really, really beautiful. But I feel like there's a lot more to see that would be breathtaking. Like, I've seen, like, some of the Mayan temples and I went to Chichen Itza and stuff like that, and that was like really cool, but on different, I wouldn't say breathtaking, so.
Okay, if I were to pay for you to fly anywhere in the world, what is the first place that you think of going?
Somewhere warm. So anywhere along the equator, really. Probably like,
First place?
But now, like, I have multiple places in my head. What was the first place I thought of? Like, Bahamas?
Okay.
Bahamas would be really nice. Just mainly because I've seen... I've seen those little wooden huts out on the water. So you're like, they're like... I don't know whether they're floating or how they're set up.
I don't think they're floating. I think they're just on high poles.
Yeah, but that would be cool.
That's what you meant.
Yeah, it looks like they're floating. But it'd be so cool to like be in like your own little kind of mini villa thing just out on the water, and all you can hear is like the little swoosh of the water and the waves, especially at nighttime. That'd be cool. And then sitting like on your like mini deck out on the water as the sun sets would just be like super cute and romantic. But also very humid and hot.
Alrighty. If the whole world were to band together to serve a common goal, what should that goal be?
It should definitely be something towards lack of food in countries that are struggling. Like famine and... I want to get rid of...
The Four Horsemen.
I just want to get rid of, like... I guess a lot of diseases and stuff come from eating badly. Or not having the right nutrition. So probably, like, just everybody should, like, group together and give food to people who don't have food across the whole world. Like, that's, you need that to live. Food and fresh water. Like, sustenance. We should gather together for sustenance for people to live. That sounds super typical, but, it, like, that would be the biggest help.
It's okay. At least you didn't do the classic, like... Like beauty pageant, world peace.
Oh, answer. That's never gonna happen. Because once you've got world peace, someone's gonna like piss someone off, and it's gonna start all over again. It's not a permanent fix.
Okay, what are you most likely to lie about? Like, what type of thing?
Probably, like, I would never lie about anything big. My main thing is white lies, just to keep people appeased or happy, like. So if you're
I
like,
could see you lying about spending money. Not like, oh, I spent like $7,000. I'm not going to tell anyone. But I could see you being like, oh, like
No? No, not anymore. Like I used to, probably would have done in the past. But now I'd be like, hey, I spent $50 and I bought myself probably a t-shirt or something. And you'd be like, oh, okay. But you wouldn't be super mad. It'd be more likely to be along the lines of, like, if I had something on my mind and you're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. That's probably, it's not really a lie, because I'm probably fine, but, like, I don't feel like lying is...
So you're most likely to lie about just, like...
Probably lie to keep people happy.
To keep the peace.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there a word or phrase that you always say wrong?
Well, that's everything over here.
No, but I mean, like... Or that you said wrong for a very long time and realized embarrassingly late that that wasn't a word or that wasn't how you said it.
No, I don't have anything like that, but I do struggle sometimes reading specific words. Like that caramel thing that I can never say. Or the mayonnaise we just bought. What did we just buy? What's the name of it?
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
No, that's definitely one. Because you... Chipotle.
Yeah, chipotle. Chipotle?
Yeah, okay. Chipotle? That's your word for sure.
I still do. What is it?
Chipotle. Chipotle.
Okay.
Now you're chipotle. Making me say it wrong because you just keep saying it so weird.
What was
weird.
It, chipotle?
Okay. That's it. That's how it ends. But oh, okay. Now I'm just like thinking of how to say that word.
Chipotle?
You just skipped letters. Okay. Well, yes.
Chipotle.
That is the end.